far, very far, over land and sea. A little shy and sad of eye, but very wise was he. And then one day, a magic day, he passed my way. And while we spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me: the greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return. Just to love and be loved and be loved in return.
Let's go.
It's Hot Talk with Jill Tracy.
Always live.
Always local.
Always entertaining and educating South Florida.
Celebrating over 30 years, Hot Talk continues to be the pulse of South Florida. Relevant, engaging, informative. Now, here's your host, Jill Tracy.
Ultimately, the bond of all companionship, whether in marriage or in friendship, is conversation. That is Oscar Wilde, and I am Jill Tracy. Good evening and welcome. Thank you so much for joining us tonight on Hot Talk, South Florida's number one community affairs show, each and every Sunday night. From 11 to 1, we discuss the challenges and highlight the achievements of our community with you and an engaging panel of guests. And we invite you to share in our conversation. 888-550-9105. Oscar Wilde was an amazing poet, playwright, author, whom I've always loved. And there was a poem called The Agitator that I read, I think, when I was, I don't know, in the 9th or 10th grade. And I just, like, took to Oscar Wilde after that. So if you've never heard of him, look him up. And the poem The Agitator is one of my favorites. and once you do, you'll know why you'd love this show. Okay, listen, I just have to say shout out and thank you. Like, literally everywhere I go is love. You know, it's funny because we are bucking the trend of what people think that, you know, urban radio is. People don't think that, you know, we have things that we want to talk about at length, at 2 hours at a clip on an R&B urban radio station, but our numbers and just the straight love prove different. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I cannot thank you enough. If I could come bake you some cupcakes, I would. Because all of the glory to this, for this, trust me when I tell you, all the glory goes to God. Cannot thank you enough. Tonight, we are following up on a lot of stories. There's a lot going on, and if you saw the promos on IG, shouts out to everybody at Facebook Live. Do you love it, Facebook Live? I had to, in honor of LaDonis, the local artist, I had to pull out, thank you, I had to pull out my crown done by LaDonis. Thank you, my dear. He's having an event coming up. I'll tell you more about it on Love Life and the 411. Shout out to everybody on Facebook Live. Bridget Paris, where are you? I'm right here in the studio, girl. Nisha, Natalie Piner, and her husband celebrating 17 years of marriage, and they're only 30. No, I'm kidding. But they are relatively young, and they're celebrating. They are college sweethearts. They have two wonderful children who are both under 10 and are about to be signed to major contracts. So shouts out to you. Love and hard work pays off. So I'm very happy for you, Natalie and Eric Piner, and them Piner boys. Bridget, yes, yes, Miss Bridget. Victoria Agostino, thank you so much for checking in. Marvin White, hey, twin. Keisha, Miss K King. No, you don't have no excuse on Facebook. Matt Genius, how are you? Matt Genius, I will make you cupcakes. I promise. Kenneth Taylor. And Anthony Henderson, thank you so much for joining us. Denise, hey! Shout out Denise and my girl Janae, one of my college roommates, my goodness, from FLOMO. So I was in Naples this weekend with a bunch of my college roommates from FLOMO. It was a good thing. We had a really good time. I want to start tonight checking in with Terry Williams over at One United Bank. Now, you know, a couple of weeks ago, we started the hashtag Black Bank Miami Challenge, and we asked on Hot Talk that everybody just go to One United and open an account, $100 savings account, just a savings account, because the idea is to keep money in the community. So I did a Facebook earlier in the week, and I went with Adrian Freeman, and we opened our accounts. I did open a checking and a savings, because I do want to migrate out of the bank that I'm in. I'll just say that. And I will tell you that I'm getting a better interest rate on savings at One United than I was getting at the bank that I'm there. You know, we won't mention that bank. So, do we have, hey, Angela Warren. I have Vernita. Thanks for joining us. Kenneth Taylor. Desert Love from Phoenix. Shouts out, Phoenix. Oh, you know what? Wynette, who's on here sometimes, she's also in Phoenix, Kenneth. I have to hook you all up. My last conversation with Terry and the bank, since they started the campaign, which you know is going on at their branches in Boston and in LA, new deposits totaled at that time, it was about a week ago, $5 million and counting. So it's an amazing thing. Is Terry on the line? She's not on the line. So we are waiting for Terry Williams and Killer Mike to call in. See this? And everybody asks me, why don't I like call-ins? This is exactly why. Anyway. Because, see, you have to, like, block the time. And then if they don't call, you have to stretch. So shouts out to Darren. Hi, babe. How are you? In the house. He's the coolest guy I know. He's just like, nothing ever phases him. He's just like, hey, what up? How you doing? So our, is the sheriff here? What? Is his detail here? Sheriff Scott Israel, huh? There's one downstairs, okay. And our call is there. Yay! On line one, we have Miss Terry Williams. Mm-hmm. Turn your radios
yes.
down.
Hey, Jill.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am blessed and highly favored. Mr. Terry Williams, president of One United Bank. So, Terry, so I went, we did our little video, Adrian Freeman and I.
Yes.
Yes,
thank you.
To the bank.
Fabulous.
Yes.
I'm glad to see. You did it on Friday, or you did it like
Yeah, we were like Friday or Thursday. Because I was, yes, it was Thursday, yes, I think, because I was in Naples
Thursday,
this weekend.
Thursday, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
So now tell us about the event on Saturday.
It was fabulous. We had a great turnout. Everyone had a very positive mood and vibe. It was a fabulous program, and we're really just so appreciative that everybody, you know, came out. And I have to say that clearly it's about, you know, the Bank Black Challenge and opening up a savings account and banking black. But it's also about, you know, really changing the minds, our mindset about our money. So it was just wonderful to see.
That's awesome. Yeah, I think that a lot of people, particularly the second video we did with the frequently asked questions, you know, about the interest rate, about, you know, if you can have, you know, certain different accounts. Can you transfer money from accounts that were in, you know, from one bank to the other? And the reps at the bank were really knowledgeable, and they helped us a lot with that. And I think they helped a lot of people understand that. Anna and Gertrude. Yes, Ms. Gertrude. Shout out to Ms. Gertrude and Anna. Yeah, they were lovely.
Yes, yes.
So now, where are you in turn? Have you all done a new update on where you are in terms of new deposits?
Yeah, no, we're actually doing that this week. I have been explaining to everyone that we've gone from opening, you know, maybe 50 accounts a day to opening 1,000 a day.
It's incredible.
I mean, it's been huge. So we're actually going to do a sort of a reposting of where we are.
Mm-hmm.
The accounts that we receive, what's wonderful is that it's, you know, $100 savings accounts for some of our youth.
Mm-hmm.
But we're also getting some large deposits from organizations and black-owned businesses that really want to move their money to a black-owned bank. So it has been incredible. And I also have to say, as thankful as we are, you know, I think we're also really trying to help people understand what it means, and that it's about more than One United. It's about more than Banking Black. It's about us really using our money in a purposeful way,
mm-hmm.
and understanding the importance of it circulating within our community. Because if you know, as I say to people, if you can imagine a country that had as much annual spending power as we do as a community, $1.2 trillion, and then that country only spending 2% of those dollars in their country, and the other 90%
somewhere else. Yeah.
Somewhere else. I mean, that just gives you, you know, that you'd expect that country to be poor.
Right.
And so that's who we are as a community. That's who we are as a community. So we need to start to, you know, move that money from the 2%. To, you know, even 10%, we could create a million jobs in our community. So I think that's the message we're trying to get across, and I think people are really beginning to hear it, that we have enough, you know, money power, we have enough spending power, you know, that our money does matter, and how we choose to spend it can really have a significant impact on our community.
Yeah.
So I think where we are.
One of the questions I've gotten from a lot of people, you know, is like, well, what is the goal? Why are we just going to, okay, so we went and put money in the bank, and I'm like, okay, well, you know, one step at a time, sweet Jesus. You know, that's how I'm looking at it. You know, we don't necessarily have to have a plan, but we have, you know, we have movement, you know, and that's incredible. And I think that now that people have started to move their money, perhaps maybe they'll start to look at other ways in which, you know, we could spend money in our community. I mentioned several times I had Dr. Patrick Williams on, and he said, you know, look, next time you get paid, pay all your bills, and then notice how many of your bills you paid with someone who looks like you. And 9 times out of 10, mm-hmm. it's none. And so for me, that's a personal goal to like that be mm-hmm. coming to a place where some of my bills I'm paying to a company that's mm-hmm. owned by black people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So now.
Yeah, now.
If people want to get involved now, because the challenge goes on, the big event was on Saturday, but it continues.
Absolutely. And, you know, sort of as you were saying, I was reflecting, I think what we have to understand is that this is part protest and part progress.
Mm-hmm.
And like that the protest part is, you know, if a million of us move $100, I always say that, if a million of us move $100, that's $100 million moved.
Wow.
You know, or you could say if 100,000 of us move, you know, $1,000, that's
right.
$1 million moved.
I mean,
you know, it's like just, but $100, a million of us could easily move $100.
Easy,
like,
easy.
Imagine if we moved that, you know, in 1 month or 1 day. I mean, to move $100 million from mainstream banks to black-owned banks, and, you know, whether it's One United or whatever, you know, imagine the message that sends. That's the protest part. But the progress part is, imagine, you know, the change of mind. It's like, it's not about moving money. It's about moving your mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people have this concern that black-owned banks, you know, are not as, quote, good as, or ICE is not as cold as, you know, majority banks. And the reality is we offer the same products and services, online banking, bill pay. You can text. You can use your cell phone. You can, you know, take a picture of the check. You can, you know,
right.
Debit card. You got ATM phone. We got all the stuff. Also, high, like you say, higher rates, lower fees.
Right.
All this stuff. And it's almost like, you know, people don't realize how far we've come as a community.
Yeah, well,
and you can just take that leap and say, okay, we're FDIC insured. Take that leap.
Right.
And see how much that changes your mind about what it means to be a black-owned business.
And I think that, you
then
know.
You start saying, maybe right. My plumber could be black. Maybe my electrician. How about
exactly.
My electrician?
Exactly. Because,
exactly.
You know, that there is that narrative for a really long time that, you know, I don't do business. Black folks say, I don't know how to do business. They're going
right.
to be late. They're going to be this,
right.
Blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And,
exactly.
And I think that, you know, we are in a whole other day and time now with that. So I'm just really glad
yes.
to see that the there is
yes.
movement and we are all a part of it. So you can stop into One United Bank anytime. There is
yeah.
a branch on the 7th Avenue and 32nd Avenue and 79th Street.
Yep,
forgive me.
Yep, 3275 Northwest 79. Or you can go to oneunited.com.
Awesome.
Oneunited.com. So, and I want to thank you. I want to thank everyone of your listeners that either visited the bank or has already gone online and taken the challenge. And I want, you know, all of us to recognize that, you know, we're in this together and we really got to change our mindset when it comes to our money. We got to start focusing on how could we use it for a purpose.
Yes.
You know, how can we help our community? And, yeah, look at your bills. Look around your home. You know, see, you know, what art did you buy? What black books did you buy? You know, think
right.
about all the ways in which we can do business together, because that's going to, you know, help us as a community build wealth.
Awesome. Well, listen, Terry, I'm looking forward to having you in the studio soon.
Yeah.
We have to talk politics.
Yes.
That's, you know, we had we've had both of the conventions are finished. And there's a lot on the table, and I think that, you know, I definitely, oh, wait a minute, I think the guest that you brought with us is here.
Good.
No?
Oh, good.
It's a caller. Does she want to speak to, no, he didn't make it. Okay, it was a caller. Did she want to speak to Terry? Okay, I have a caller quickly that wants to speak to you. Hi, caller. Welcome to Hot Talk.
Hey, how are you doing? Good night.
Good night. So you had a question for Terry?
Hi, Terry. Is there any plans to, like, open more branches, like, in Broward County?
That's a good question, because we used to have a branch in Broward. What we have found is that most people today are not using branches.
Yeah.
They're not walking into a branch. So we have chosen to invest our funds and technology to make our online banking, mobile banking services first rate,
mm-hmm.
and are focusing less on opening up branches, because people are not, you know, they may go in to open an account, but then they never go in again.
Right. Okay. So,
so you need to
I need to look more into the online banking then.
Yeah definitely.
And start to, I don't know if you're using it with your existing institution, but, you know, online banking and using the technology is really the way to go. I mean, because you could literally check your balance on a minute-by-minute basis. You can get texts that tell you how much is in your bank account. and what were your last checks paid? I mean, it's a way for you to monitor fraud. It's a way for you to monitor
right.
your budget.
I will definitely be coming
right
over.
Your phone.
He's like, okay.
Yeah, right
like,
your phone.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey,
your money.
Dale, just so you know, this is your friend from Ultimate Beach Chase that's moving my money over to One United.
Yay! Woohoo!
All right.
Yeah. Beautiful thing. Beautiful thing. Thank you, babe.
All right.
All right, Terry, I will be in touch, my dear, to set a time for you to come back in and we can talk politics. Because we have a lot.
Yeah,
listen, we got a lot to do between now and August 30th.
Exactly.
And certainly the march to we are 100 days to November, and this as the AKAs would say, this is a serious matter, people.
Yes, it is.
Thank you so much, Terry. Love you, mean
okay,
it. I will be in
you.
Touch.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Have a good one.
Talk to you soon.
Coming up after the break, yet another shooting of an unarmed man. What do we tell our children? And for that matter, what do we tell each other? And coming up after midnight, for real though, you know they were serious when somebody came up to you and said, no, for real though. Or maybe you have to be from Detroit to understand that. I don't know. We'll talk coming up after midnight. Stay tuned. I am Jill Tracy, and this is Hot Talk on Hot 105.
Hot Talk will be right back on Hot 105. South Florida, are you ready for the next hot line? Up Close and Personal with Gerald Maxwell Rivera.
Ooh, who is it?
My bad. He's better known as just Maxwell. That's right. Neo-soul R&B icon Maxwell is the featured artist on our Hot Live Up Close and Personal series. Brought to you by Rubenstein Law, 1-800-FL-LEGAL, and Columbia Records. It's going down Friday, August 5th, live from 3 till 5 p.m. with Rick Party in the afternoon with Benji Brown. The only way to be a part of this experience is to win your way in by listening at 9 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 4 p.m., 7 p.m., and 9 p.m. exclusively on the home of Maxwell.
South Florida, this is Maxwell, and you're listening to my station. For 50 minutes of today's R&B and old school Hot 105.
For more, download our free Hot 105 app by texting Hot 105 app to 28367 now.
We're here at CreditRepair.com, the most recognized name in the industry for resolving credit report issues and getting those scores up. There's a lot going on here today.
Yeah, that's right, Justin. You know, last year alone, we had over 500,000 calls from people needing help with improving their credit scores.
And no wonder. What you're doing works, right?
It sure does. Our proven process can help actually remove those unfair or inaccurate items from your credit report. And on average, people who have used our service have seen significant improvement in their credit scores month after month.
So when it comes to getting things in life that you really want, like a home, car, or even a new job, the first thing lenders usually look at is credit. So don't let a low credit score hold you back. Call CreditRepair.com today. And so what happens when they call?
So when you call, we're actually going to give you a free credit report, a free credit score, and a free evaluation to tell you what's going on right over the phone.
Call CreditRepair.com at 800-708-1401. That's 800-708-1401. 800-708-1401.
If you need advice about what to do if you were in a car accident, the number to call is all around you. 1-800-411-PAIN. Our trusted network of attorneys can provide guidance to people just like you. People who are in a car accident or any type of accident. Let 1-800-411-PAIN connect you with one of hundreds of experienced, knowledgeable, and aggressive attorneys in our network. Remember, after 911, call 411. 1-800-411-PAIN. 1-800-411-PAIN is a legal and medical referral service. Non-employee spokesperson.
Tom Joyner in the morning. The Tom Joyner Morning Show. And everybody knows the song. 105.1.
This is the Flyjack Sound. I'm excited about TJMS lineup. Roland Martin on Monday. Seriously, Ignite News with Dana Williams. And Wendy Raquel Robinson on Tuesday. Get your questions ready for the doctor on Get Well Wednesday. Sherry Shepherd Thursday with Sherry and Matthew Knowles. Then on Friday, Huggy announces the Bama of the Week. All that and a lot more. The TJMS. And we're back Monday morning, 6 to 10 a.m. with the best music information and what's happening in our community.
Hot 105.
Your views matter to us. Call Hot Talk at 888-550-9105.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back, Hot two Hot Talks. Never miss an episode. I'm trying to do too many things at one time. Never miss an episode of Hot Talk with the Hot 105 app. You can download it now for Android and iPhone. Coming up at midnight, they may not be new to the game, but they are a breath of fresh air always. Trey Plus 6 is in the building. You're like, what? Trey Plus, what? Yes. Wait a minute. Okay, wait a minute. Adrian Freeman just looked up like, what? Trey Plus 6 is here. Okay, you came in the door with them.
Yeah, they did.
CO?
Yeah.
Money Mark? Okay. I love it. CO, Money Mark, Trey Plus 6 is in the building, along with our dear friend Darren. And now on our panel, Sheriff Scott Israel is here, along with Tracy Martin from the Circle of Fathers Foundation, and Denzel Burnside. All right, Denzel. Hey. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Becoming quite a regular. Have a sit down. So, Sheriff Israel, how are you? Welcome.
I'm doing great. It's great to see you.
I heard you got caught by train tracks.
It was impenetrable. We had to go south to get east, and we're here, though.
That's crazy.
Like the mailman.
You always deliver.
The sleet, nothing kept us.
And you always catch your man.
Yeah.
So this guy, we haven't talked for a minute.
We haven't.
But that crazy case,
Deontay,
that's it. Deontay Resiles.
Yeah, you know, Jill, most, you know, men or women like to get a call in the middle of the night with those three magic words, I love you.
Right.
But I got a call in the middle of the night with those two magic words, in custody. And it was an amazing, when Resiles escaped, 5 minutes later, I was on TV letting people know what happened. We didn't shy away from it. We were transparent. And every day I'd go on and, I'd give us a status update. And over those 2, 3, 4 days, it looked bleak. But the men and women of the agency persevered. They would not quit. They scaled the mountain, and they tracked lead after lead after lead. And Resiles was taken into custody in Palm Beach County. And I'm so proud of my folks for doing that. And I might add, not one shot was fired.
Yeah.
No force was used.
So he had like 8 accomplices? Tell people who may not know the story what the story was.
Well, what happened is there's a man named Deontay Resiles. He's awaiting trial for murder of a woman in Davie. Hasn't been convicted yet. He, you know, be going before the court and being judged by a jury of his peers.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened is somehow he got a handcuff key. We're still looking into that. The investigation regarding the escape still continues. But he... what happened is two twin brothers, juveniles, came into the courtroom, and they called down to a man and a woman who were in a BMW, and they had their cell phone on, but it was in the pocket, so nobody knew they were talking. And they were going to cough when Resiles jumped over the gate and headed out the door of the courtroom. So they coughed. A man and woman were downstairs.
Oh.
They had clothes
right,
for
right.
him, and they took him to an apartment area in Oakland Park, and from that point on, it was pieced together. The reward got up to about $50,000, and
that's crazy.
As the reward money started to, you know, go up a little, the tips came in more. Started to come in, and we tracked.
That whole snitching thing goes right out the window, and
right.
that bounty goes up.
Right. Yeah, and we went up to a hotel, a Days Inn hotel,
mm-hmm.
in Palm Beach County. And he had said that, you know, he told some of the folks who later snitched him out that he was going to go down with a fight and he wasn't going back to jail and he would do this and he would do that. And we surrounded the hotel. We were assisted by Palm Beach County. We had a little bit of our SWAT element up there and they had their SWAT element up there. And
mm-hmm.
When they shouted in, they told him he was totally surrounded. There was no escape. Let's not go down a road of violence. And he opened the door to the hotel, looked out the corridor, saw that we had the business
place taken, surrounded.
Business was taken care of. He laid on the ground.
What?
We went up to him, handcuffed him, and took him back in custody.
And imagine that he lived. Imagine that. And he's a criminal.
And he, yep. So it just shows, as I come on this show and say time and time again, Officers make mistakes. Deputies do things wrong. We're just part of the, you know, the human element, you know, and we're no better or worse than any other industry. But I say this time and time again, the suspect determines the force that's used. We had a murder suspect, and no matter what else anybody thought, when we told him to surrender, he surrendered.
Mm-hmm.
He laid on the ground. He put his hands behind his back, and he was brought back into custody without one scratch.
Yeah.
And that's the way it should be.
And during the break, we were talking about, of course, the shooting in North Dade, where, again, he adhered to every possible command, preempted the police asking him, and yet still got shot.
Jill, this is a radio show and we speak, but I'm speechless.
Right. We've said that.
What could I say? I mean, I'm speechless. It's disappointing. It's disheartening. How does things like that happen? You know, we up here in Broward, we're asking for the community support. We're with the clergy. We're with homeowner associations. I've been on so many panels with Mr. Martin over and over and over again, preaching the right thing and everything like that. And yeah, maybe it wasn't in Broward County, but it could have been anywhere.
Yeah.
And you take two steps forward only to take three steps back.
Yeah.
And it's disappointing.
Yeah, it really is. But there's been a very unusual apathy just in terms of the story. I mean, nationally, the story is being picked up. But locally, there isn't a whole lot of fervor about the story. Michael Putney and Glenna Milberg did a piece right before they went to the DNC. But not a whole lot of conversation around that. It'll be interesting to see how that fleshes out. If in fact the cop did say, you know, when he asked, why did you shoot me? If he really did say, I don't know, you know, or what's... Because, you know, again, there's been a lot of conversation around it, and there will continue to be as we approach August 30th.
Right. And I've said this on this show many, many times.
Mm-hmm.
We teach... You cannot shoot what you think. You could only shoot what you see. So the only thing you could have seen there was two men,
right.
One lying on the ground, one with a train. He couldn't have seen a gun because
right.
there was no
there
gun.
Wasn't. Yeah.
You could only shoot at what you see.
Yeah.
And that's it's demoralizing. It's disappointing.
And it's unfortunate that there is no... Somebody made a comment about, and I thought about you all, about, you know, one of the problems is that we have so many police departments in America now. What are there, over 1,100 police departments? And because they're so fractionalized, they almost become like fraternities in small areas and small departments and things like that. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, we have a lot of the problems that we do, because, I mean, you know, just like there's good fraternities and there are bad fraternities that, hey, you know, and the smaller that the groups get of police officers get, the more you're going to have this problem. Do you adhere to that?
Well, you know, we talk about discipline, we talk about training,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, you can train better, you could train differently in larger departments. But at the end of the day, Jill, the most important thing we could do in police work is hire the right people.
Yeah.
And I'm
yeah.
going to start an initiative. On August 4th, mm-hmm. Channel 7 is televising a community forum that Bishop Fernandez
from
the Faith Center and I are co-sponsoring. And I'm going to announce that we are going to, as we hire people, the next generation of police officers, I'm going to create a committee. We're just at the very, very, we're just scratching the surface. But citizens in Broward County are going to have a say in who is hired and brought on. And we're going to ask our citizens, would you want that lady or that man as a police officer in your community?
In your community. Wow. Yeah.
I'm excited.
That is a step wait a minute. I'm hosting that. What am I talking about? August 4th. Yes, I'm hosting that. Yeah, there you go. Well, you know, I've been on vacation for 2 days. What can I tell you? So, Tracy Martin is here as well, father of Trayvon Martin, and the principal, director, creator of Circle of Fathers. How are you?
I'm doing yourself.
Tonight. Always a pleasure to have you in studio.
Yes, it's a pleasure to be
and
here.
And yes, and you and Sheriff Israel work together on several things. So now, Circle of Fathers is... coming up this weekend.
This weekend, August 5th, 6th, and 7th, at Shula's Hotel, Miami Lakes.
And the purpose of the conference this year is to, we want to get everybody to get a sense of what it is to be a neighbor as opposed to being a community. In neighborhoods, in neighborhoods, you know, you just live there. But community is all about building relationships with people, coming together and building up a status.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about where we can go, how we can educate each other. And I think this conference is where we're at right now with everything going on. This conference is going to make a huge impact on our people's lives.
It's absolutely mandatory right now. I have a call for both of you gentlemen, I think. Kevin, on line one in Hollywood. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk.
Hey, how you doing? I have a question for the sheriff. I was just wondering, you know, when I was growing up, I had a friend of mine that was locked up when we were about 13 years old. I think about 15 years after that, he came up innocent. But growing up in the system for 15 years and growing up in prison for a crime that you didn't do, you come out in jail, you're kind of confused on which way to go forward. So my question is, for those officers who have had bad histories, who've arrested people, have you guys went back and checked those citizens who they've arrested and seen, are they guilty, are they locked up, had they been locked up for the wrong reason, or is there anything they haven't done about that? If not, I'm wondering, is there something coming forward that's going to help people who've been locked up innocently by police officers? We know police officers who are good and bad, but those bad ones who have bad history, a lot of people say they're not bad. A lot of times they're not getting locked up for what they're doing, but we all see what's happening. I'm just wondering, is there anything that's going on to check out those guys who are locked up who may be innocent for their crimes due to running across the wrong police officer in the day?
Great question, sir. The answer is yes. There's something that I've been to a couple of their conferences. It's called the Innocence Project. And what the Innocence Project does is they take cases, especially with DNA cases where police officers could have possibly locked up the wrong person. And I'm very, very proud to say last year, one of our lead homicide detectives, John Curcio, was named the Investigator of the Year by the Innocence Project. And they clear a lot of people that were wrongfully convicted.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
What is the percentage of those who are cleared?
Oh, I don't have the number, sir. I could work on calling the, project, getting some of the numbers from them, disseminating them to Jill, and perhaps she can announce it on her show next week. But I don't have I'm sorry, sir, but I don't have those numbers offhand.
But we'll find out.
Oh, man, just one last question.
Yes, sir.
For a kid who was locked up when he was 13 and he get out when he's 30 in the world, and he end up doing something else that ends up taking him back to the system, can you blame the system for that, or is that that child's fault?
You're talking about, you know, a young man who was arrested at 13 wrongfully and then was left, he was released from prison.
Wrongfully murdering a police officer.
If anybody's arrested for wrongfully doing anything, then I would have to blame the system. I mean, if the person did nothing wrong, you certainly can't blame them. I mean, perhaps they could have been with the wrong group of people. And, you know, our parents always tell us, you know, stay with the right group of people. You know, I'm saying they could have been, but I blame the system, not the person.
Yeah.
So what happened to a guy like that? Did he just end up locked up in the system forever, life gone?
Well, no, but we can't litigate it right now. But I mean, as much as I'd love to, Kevin,
I believe you guys love. There's something to ponder on. I just yes. When I was, something crossed my mind. I was wondering why you guys were talking, but thought about it. Sheriff, I was wondering, couldn't the sheriff answer that question? I would like to get that percentage of guys who have been locked up for a crime that they did not commit by an officer who was doing whatever he felt doing at the time.
Interesting. Well, we will look into that. Thank you so much for your call. Now, I'm sure, you know, I'm going to Google that because I'm sure it's already been done, frankly. I think that's already been done. So now, Tracy, who do we have speaking this year? You know what? Wait a minute. I did want to address something with you. He's going to hold on. I was very pleased and honored to be a part of Circle of Mothers this year. It was a beautiful thing. It was, but I will have to say quite honestly that I feel, and you know, no, there's no other way to say it, and there's no tea and there's no shade, but Circle of Mothers gets much more attention than Circle of Fathers.
It does, and that's across the board, statewide.
Worldwide.
And that's because caring people gravitate more to women than they do to men. And
interesting.
And this and to me this is a call to action.
Mm-hmm.
Circle of Fathers. We've been pushing this for 3 years, and it's sad to say that when we get the calls when tragedy hits homes, and we have a platform for fathers to get engaged with things, get engaged in the community, get engaged with the Circle of Fathers, but majority of the fathers don't get engaged until it's too late.
Yeah.
This is an election year. It's very important that we educate ourselves on what's the blueprint on how our young men act when they get stopped by the cops. What do we do when we go outside at our home?
Yeah.
So this conference is really geared to educating our young men and women on how we should act, you know, how we should.
Well, because I got a lot of calls. I got a lot of pushback the last time you were on and we talked about that. And mm-hmm. people are like, you know, oh, now it's the victim's fault. He, you know, how do you act? And then I got calls on the North Miami shooting. Well, he did everything. He still got shot. So where is the answer? And I'm like, you know what? We will reconvene and, you know, discuss it. That's really all that we can do. I don't know that the answer exists. I think, and I wanted, it's kind of broad for, you know, the half hour that we have. And maybe, you know, as a group, we can double back to it with Denzel. But I was reading The Black Family in the Age of Mass Incarceration, written by Ta-Nehisi Coates in the Atlantic earlier this year. I think it was like April, but you can always Google it. Really is sort of a blueprint of where we are right now. If you haven't read it, please read it. It's like 76 pages long, but it is really intensive in terms of, you know, a lot of the disconnect, and I think we're seeing it continue, came from the 70s. Do you remember Claudine? Remember the movie Claudine?
Yes, yes. Yeah.
It really crystallized that moment and what welfare did to African American families. And that was, and Claudine was a visual of what happened to our families, and that if you wanted to get support for your children and you weren't working, the man could not be in the household. When it was original, and the Moynihan Report was originally done, he addressed that, you know, and the goal was that if we put black men to work, then they can take care of their families, and then the state doesn't have to take care of them. But somehow,
It shifted.
That shifted,
and what it did,
right.
It eliminated the black father from the household. Now what you have is you have a situation where you have our young men being angry towards their fathers,
right.
Because the
they
father isn't
there.
In their life,
right?
So, and it's,
I mean, it has so many. Just there's so many ramifications of how this is all fleshed out. I was a latchkey kid. You know, so and that whole concept of how women being raised without fathers, thus not really knowing how to receive love from a man, men not being able to be there for the children and not knowing how to deal with that, thus just becoming angry and, you know, disconnecting, and then being out in a world that's like you're a criminal anyway. It just all started to, you know, it all kind of plays itself into this narrative. So there's a lot for you to unpeel with Circle of Fathers.
It is. And we're going to try our best to get out. And it's all about educating. And it's the guys that we have coming in. We have a tremendous panel coming in from the White House.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to do a piece on fatherhood initiative. We have professional people that are on different segments.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about spirituality, fatherhood, education, the current state of the black male, entrepreneurship, technology, and one of my favorite is actually going to be a piece that's going to be done by Mr. Thomas Walker on mental health. When you talk about mental health,
yeah,
you know, we
somebody just asked that on Facebook Live.
We think that, you know, you have to be crazy, and mental health can be as simple as a 12 or 13 year old girl having a child.
Right.
There's something wrong with that.
Right.
And we have to address these issues.
Well, you know, we had this whole conversation about, is Diamond, Diamond is the young lady that was in the car with Sterling. Mm-hmm. What is his name? Shot in the arm four times. Forgive me. The names are running together. You know,
Fernando
Castillo. Yeah. Diamond was his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And we had this whole conversation about the thesis of whether or not Diamond is the new Coretta Scott King. Because she was so, like, how could you be that calm in that the person that you love is dying next to you and seemingly for no reason, and your child was in the back seat, and, you know, but you still had that presence of mind, which goes back to that study that we were researching about mental health.
Yeah, because what was happening, I looked at that and I said, there's something wrong with that.
That, right. That should not be normal.
Yeah, we have become immune to death.
Yeah.
It's something wrong with that.
Yeah. Yeah, and seeing it, well, you know, we talked about it. I had the black journalist coming in about how, and, you know, and how do you deal with that, Sheriff Israel, about, you know, the showing of these deaths on a loop, particularly on cable? In the black community, there is a desensitization for us. It feels like you're going to play this narrative until watching black people die is not a problem. But in terms of law enforcement, you know, I feel like some of that is playing into this backlash against law enforcement. Because if you just keep seeing over and over and over on a loop, you know, black people being killed by police because they say, well, you know, Rudy Giuliani lost his natural mind. This week, you know, and he said, well, more black people get killed by other black people. Guess what? They don't show that. You know, maybe, yes, they should show that, too, so that there would be an honest narrative to follow with this. But if I keep seeing a cop shooting a boy that it appears to my eyes is unnecessary 300-400 times a day, if I'm unstable, now the police are now completely my enemy and my target.
Well,
do you all have those discussions with the media about that?
We do. If you have black-on-black shootings and you compare it to a white police officer shooting a black person, the answer isn't there's more black-on-black shootings. That's another problem. There is a problem
mm-hmm.
with people being shot unjustifiably in the United States of America. And the
period,
the end. And the problem isn't to say who shot who or, you know, what color was the victim as opposed to what color, you know, was the shooter. The bottom line is if citizens are getting shot unjustifiably by police throughout the country, there's a problem. And, you know, I'm not the president of the United States. I try and stay in my lane.
Right.
I try and stay focused to Broward County. Thank God, I'm not that we're immune to it, but thank God in Broward County we haven't had that. You know, Jill, not a day goes by or a week goes by where I don't walk through our building and scratch my head and say, wow, how did he or she get to be a police officer? And but then tell me an industry. Tell me you being in the media or a doctor or a lawyer, a business person. Tell me anybody who doesn't go through a week in their business and scratch their head and go, how did he or she get there? So what I'm trying to say,
okay.
The people in our industry
mm-hmm.
that are not doing their job and that are remiss and aren't performing like they should, it's no higher or lower than other industries. And that's
But people die when your people don't do
that. That's the point. People die. And that's why we have to hire, and that's why I'm going to bring civilians on.
I think people like
a Tracy Martin to say, hey, you got to feel, you know, like, and you get up and bat, you know, you got to feel for the, you got to feel for that young man or that young woman. How do you think they do?
Right.
You know, are they people that would be conducive to racial profiling or not? Would they be scared to be in a particular neighborhood? If people are scared to be in a particular neighborhood, they shouldn't be police officers.
Right.
Yeah. Period. They shouldn't be police officers.
Yeah.
So that's what we got to do. We got to make sure we're hiring the right people.
Yeah. And I love the fact that you understand that community engagement is a part of that. Demetrius on line 4. Hi. Welcome to Hot Talk.
What's...
Demetrius?
Hello.
Hey, yes. Welcome to Hot Talk.
Hey, baby. Listen, you got a good conversation tonight, and it's... You hear me?
Yes, we're here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Jill. The reason why that a lot of the shootings that you don't see, the shootings that you don't see on television about in the community, you know why that?
Why?
Because your car insurance go up, your commercial insurance go up, your home insurance go up, and your health care insurance go up. That's why they ask you your zip code, because they're making tons of money on the red zone areas. That's why most of the people who got commercial property can't own insurance. You know, your health, your car insurance is sky.
Interesting. Okay. I'm going to have to... Did he dropped? Oh, okay. Well, I'll have to look into that one. There's something... I know that it's a case. You know, when I was living in Miami, I lived on the beach. My insurance was cheaper than it was when I lived in the city. But, yeah. I don't know that. I'll get back with you on that one. Philip on line 3. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk. Philip and Ghouls, are you there?
Hello?
Philip?
Yo, this ain't Philip, it's Dollar Bill.
Okay. Hey, Dollar Bill. And Omar on line 2. Omar?
Yes.
Hey, welcome to Hot Talk.
Hey, several things. I was one of those people that had an issue with Tracy telling people that you're teaching young people on how to act when they stop. First of all, the police are public servants. So when they stop you, it's on them to know how to act, not just on the people who they approach. As we've seen in all these other cases, these guys did nothing and they were still shot. So I think you do black men a disservice when you put it on them. It's about how they react. It's about how police react. Also, so just to sit up there and tell people, well, you know, you have to act a certain way. And case in point, your son didn't do anything. He was coming home from the store. How was he supposed to act in that circumstances? So it bothers me when I hear that.
Well, I'm speaking on a citizen standpoint. I can't speak on the law enforcement. I want to educate our people on our young men on how we should, you know, how we should act to eliminate yourself from...
I want to finish my point. Can I finish my point?
Go ahead.
That alone, I just brought up the circumstances, and you're still talking about that. Plenty of brothers have been stopped and didn't do anything wrong. So that throws that theory out the window. The same theory that Scott Israel had, that the suspect determines the use of force. We saw that is not true. And so when he says they want to pick people to hire police, are you picking people also to help fire police? Because you're saying, because it's an issue with police misconduct and these police not being able to be fired is rampant around the country with the FOP. And you said it yourself, you walk by people in your heart every day and you wonder what the hell they're doing as a police officer. The problem is that there's still one and they're still allowed to be one. You have several incidents over the country where you have white supremacists caught sending out emails and all that stuff, and they're still working. How can you justify having these people work policing black people when they got caught on their emails calling black people's coons with Nazi signs and all that stuff, but they're still working? And nobody's talking about the 2006 report from the FBI that white supremacists have infiltrated police departments all around the country. But I hear nobody talking about the magnitude of that study while those police still working, what was done to get rid of them. So every time a good cop gets shot, it's behind them justifying what a bad cop is doing. So until we have cops stand up and root out cops that are giving them a bad name, we're going to continue to keep going over this stuff. Thanks, Jill.
Okay. Thanks, Omar. I'm going to let you answer that on the other side. We got to take this break right quick. We'll be right back on the other side. This is Hot Talk on Hot 105.
Hot Talk will be right back on Hot 105.
You've been in an accident, and now you have a choice. You can try to settle it yourself with the insurance company, but they're definitely going to offer you the least amount of money. You could call an attorney referral service, but why let some stranger pick an attorney you may know nothing about? Or you can call Rubenstein Law at 1-800-FL-LEGAL. We've helped thousands of clients recover millions of dollars. The choice is yours. Rubenstein Law. Call 1-800-FL-LEGAL. Offices in Miami, Broward, West Palm Beach, Orlando, and Tampa.
Adding the choice of a crispy chicken BLT to Wendy's 4 for 4 is the biggest thing since rappers trying to sing.
I got me a yacht and I sound like a robot.
But do you like the sound of this? Wendy's 4 for 4 now comes with a choice of a junior bacon cheeseburger or a crispy chicken BLT.
From Detroit to Macon, I keep it crisp like bacon.
Both are topped with crispy applewood smoked bacon and come with 4 nuggets, fries, and a Coke for just $4.
Oh, yeah.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time, meal includes small fries and a drink. Not valid in Alaska and Hawaii.
The mist cleared, revealing an island shrouded in mystery. We carved deep into the heart of an unyielding jungle, where we encountered a primitive native people. One came forward with a desperate, cryptic message. We had no way of interpreting her words, but there was no mistaking her warning.
Dore Kong.
Against instinct and reason, we pushed forth. With each step, razor-sharp teeth and talons converged from every angle. That's when he appeared. Ferocious, but majestic. The island shook with his roars. An ape-like creature of unfathomable size hurled himself between us and the beasts. But whether friend or foe remains unknown.
Skull Island, Reign of Kong, the colossal new ride for your life. Now open at Universal Orlando Resort.
This is State Senator Chris Smith inviting you out August the 6th to the new Von D. Mizell Eula Johnson State Park, formerly the John U. Lloyd State Park. We are renaming and reclaiming this historic black beach on August the 6th, starting at 2 p.m. There will be speeches, there will be acts, there will be food and fun. This is State Senator Chris Smith inviting you out August the 6th. We are renaming and reclaiming this historic black beach on August the 6th, starting at 2 p.m. at the new Von D. Mizell Eula Johnson State Park.
This is Tim Hardaway, and you're listening to WHQT Coral Gables, Miami's Hot 105.
Cox Media Group Station.
Is that a radio in your pocket, or you just, oh, it's just a phone? Well, you know, that's cool too, I guess. Yeah, mine's both, radio and phone. I know. Who is this mystical man from the future, and how do I get my hands on this phone/radio technology? I get it all the time. But it's like, just get the next radio app. Then you can impress all your friends by knowing exactly what's playing on every station at all times. You want to know who sings that song that was just on 3 songs ago? Boom! Recently played list. You can even save your favorites, sort by genre, and get the deets on upcoming concerts and album releases. And it uses 75% less battery power than streaming apps, meaning you can listen for longer wherever you go. So you basically just won radio. Yeah, you're welcome. Go ahead and try it. Maybe you'll win something for a change. Next Radio, live and local, wherever you go. Check supported devices and download the free app today from Google Play.
Leaving tobacco behind isn't an easy task. In all honesty, it's a very hard thing to do. The good news is, if you want to quit, Tobacco Free Florida offers free help, support, and the tools you'll need to succeed. Area health education centers offer free classes that are run by professionals who know what you're up against. It's comforting to have a face-to-face conversation with a person who knows exactly what you're going through as you begin your quit journey. If you've tried to quit tobacco before, or if you've been avoiding trying to quit, now is the right time for you to succeed. Area health education centers offer free classes that are designed to help you quit and offer free nicotine replacement therapy like patches, lozenges, and gum. Remember, it's free, so you have nothing to lose. There's a quitter in you, and with the help of Tobacco Free Florida's 3 ways to quit, you'll double your chances of success. Why wait then? Call Tobacco Free Florida at 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW. That's 1-877-822-6669. And ask about free nicotine replacement options to help you quit. today.
South Florida, I'm hanging out with my man.
Attorney Big Al from 1-800-HURT-123.
A lot of things going on this summer. Do you skip town like all the other attorneys do?
Not a chance. In fact, I'm putting even more hours picking up other attorneys' slack. As always, I'm here 24-7. When anyone calls 1-800-HURT-123, I answer every time, no exceptions.
You hear that? No vacation for Attorney Big Al from 1-800-HURT-123. He works hard just for you. That's Attorney Big Al from 1-800-HURT-123. That's 1-800-HURT-123.
Hot 105. Your views matter to us. Call Hot Talk at 888-550-9105.
And it's my turn to settle down. My main concern, promise that you will sing about me. Promise that you will sing about me. I said when the light shut off, and it's my turn to settle down.